producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Chris, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown.
Hi, Chris.
I love you.
Thank you.
I've been wanting to call you for a long time. I listened to you all that time, but I have a strained relationship with my 31-year-old married daughter who lives 2 hours away, and I call her just to keep in touch. You know, I try not to do too much, so once a week or once every other week.
Okay.
And then it's like always a one-way conversation. She never asks any questions. She'll quietly answer whatever I ask. She never seems happy to talk to me. And any plans we make is initiated by me, you know, or if I bring one of her little son, she'll meet me in the middle, and then I'll bring him to my house for the weekend or a week in the summer.
Chris, back me up a little bit. What was your relationship like with her, let's say, when she was, say, 18 or 19? And those are not easy years, but is this a newly difficult relationship, or has it always been difficult?
It's always been straight. She was perfect and wonderful when we were part of a happy family, and then when we got divorced, she was about 12. And
that's an issue, but you're also wise enough to understand, because you're a daughter as well, that 12 and up, 12 to about 35 or 40, are not easy years between mothers and daughters, ever. So I think divorce can exacerbate it? Sure. Do I think that if you hadn't been divorced, would the two of you have a difficult relationship? Quite possible. Just because she's really trying to sort out an identity, and as you know, especially from about the earliest we ever achieve, I think, adulthood is in our late 20s, if we're really lucky and relatively precocious. But the idea that somehow people instantly turn into adults at 18 is ridiculous. It's not true. But the idea being that that somehow all the things that we don't like in our life we're gonna attribute to our parents. It was their fault. I was a dysfunctional family. And so those years from about 25 to at least 35 are quite often not easy between parent and children in general, but certainly between mothers and daughters. But tell me what specifically the question is here.
What can I do if my daughter, who lives 2 hours away and initiates no communication or relationship between us?
Okay, what if you said to your daughter, I love you dearly. I know I drive you nuts sometimes, and I really want us to have a good relationship. I'd really like us to have, I'd like us to be friends as much as it's possible for mother and daughter to do that. What can I do that will convince you to get in touch with me every once in a while and ask how I'm doing? And I think it's probably going to be that blatant. But if you're asking me,
I said something similar, like, what can I do so we can have a better relationship?
And
what
did she say?
She goes, that'll never happen.
And what did you then say?
I think I started crying or something.
Well, but
that was probably 5 or 6 years ago, but so I didn't try.
So go back and revisit it, but instead of crying, say, tell me, you know, why is that so? Don't give up quite so easily. Clearly she's mad at you. And do I think it may have to do with the divorce? Maybe. But maybe it's time for the two of you to sort that out. I mean, it's been, what, 19 years? You've been her mother in divorce for longer than you were her mother and married. So deal with her about it. Instead of just letting her make you wither and die, which is too much power to give a kid, even at 31.
Well, there's never even a good time. She'll never try to be alone with me.
But Chris, listen, whining about it won't do any good.
Okay.
So to saying to your daughter, listen, I want to have a better relationship with you. If it's email, and you know, for a lot of people, you know, I'm not particularly a fan of email on a lot of different bases, but email is terrific. And the reason I don't like it is the reason why it really works well in this kind of context,
mm-hmm,
is it's at arm's length. So sending your daughter an email that said, you know, today I was I was making buttercream frosting, and I remembered the time that you made your teacher one and put the blue food coloring in it, and I just thought, you know, how far, you know, what an adorable child you were.
Mm-hmm.
Love, Mom. You're not asking anything from her. You're not trying to make her feel guilty. You're just telling her you're thinking about her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I assume she has a computer. I assume you have a computer, and if you don't, maybe that's something to ask Santa Claus about.
Yeah.
But emails can sometimes, because they're at arm's length, and because they're private, can sometimes give people a way of responding, because it doesn't really require an instant response. I'd try it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. But remind yourself that you're not trying to make her feel guilty. You're not trying to do anything, but just establish a little bit more of a bridge with one another.
Okay, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, give it a try.
Oh, thanks.
All right, you're welcome. Is that Cher? Is that pronounced correctly?
Yes, you pronounced it correctly. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
So here's my problem quickly. My husband is an executive, and because of his job, we move a lot. We've moved 6 times in 7 years, and we've been here for about 2 months, and I have 3 kids, and I'm still mad about it. All the other moves, I've just been, okay, whatever, new adventure. But this one...
Why is this one troublesome for you? Do you know?
Well, I think there's 2 things. I really liked where we were, and, you know, our lives were really dialed there. And the second one is, I feel like this time he chose his job over us.
Well, but you didn't feel that way before?
No, I didn't.
All right. How long have you been married?
18 years.
Okay. How old are the kids?
11 and 2 are 7.
Okay. All right. It seems to me that we need to focus on 2 things, neither of which you're focusing on at this moment.
Okay, good.
The
That's
2 things you need to focus on are what's going to make this okay for you now.
Okay.
And the second is to have a discussion with him about future moves. What you're focusing on is, I am really furious about what he's already done. And since he can't undo it, that's just not very profitable. And he's going to feel helpless because you're not really offering him any way out. And you're going to feel... You're just going to get more and more frustrated because either he's just going to turn a deaf ear to you because there's nothing he can really do, or he's going to, it's just not healthy. And if he turns a deaf ear, you're going to feel even more that he doesn't pay any attention to me. It doesn't make any difference what I want. So let's see. I assume that you love this man, and you just assume that the marriage continues. So let's figure out how to move forward on this. And in the first place is, what would it take to make this okay for you at this moment? What does that, and be very specific. It may be that you want full-time house cleaning. You may want you may want a cook. You may want a horse. You may want a Porsche.
My horse.
Well, I mean, you may want another horse. I mean, but figure out specifically what it would take for you to feel okay about this for right now. And because that will take care of the immediate. And then the two of you have to have a discussion that says, look, for the last 7 years, we've moved whenever you wanted to. But, you know, we need to begin talking about, I know that you're the family breadwinner. Do you work outside the home?
I don't anymore.
Okay. Well, that may be one of the things to put in the mix, that you've got twins, it sounds like, but
either
that or really close pregnancies. But it may be time now that the kids are in school to say, you've always been the primary breadwinner, and therefore how you supported us was the economic lifeblood of the relationship. But I'm willing to go to school now and get a job so that the next time someone says move, but you don't have to do that. That you feel that you can either look for another job because I'll take up some of the economic slack. And I may not be able to take up the whole, you know, my fair share immediately, but I think that's something we should be moving toward as a family, because it's got to be tiresome for you, husband of mine. It's disruptive as the dickens for the children. As our kids get older, they're going to be much more recalcitrant. They're not going to want to do that as they get into high school. So for right now, this is what I need to make this okay for me. And this is how we have to begin thinking about this as a family. Because what you may want is not a horse. What you may want is tuition. I mean, it may be time to think about what is it that you want to do. Because even if he was planted in the same same city for the next 20 years. You got a 7-year-old, 11-year-old, which means you've got about a decade before those kids are out of the house, and you've got to figure out something to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So focus on those two things. What do I want right now? And don't make it an apology. Just make it whatever it is that you want.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so here's the deal. I for those of you, had mentioned that the kind of sad email from somebody and essentially talking about assisted suicide, which because of the situation in Oregon a couple of weeks ago has really focused a lot of attention. And as I said, there's going to be a bill introduced in the New Jersey legislature this week about assisted suicide. And under this bill, just so you don't sort of freak out on it, the patients who want to end their lives would have to first verbally request a prescription, followed at least 15 days later by another verbal request and one in writing signed by two witnesses. After that, the doctor would have to offer the patient a chance to rescind the request. The second doctor would then have to certify the original doctor's diagnosis and affirm that the patient is acting voluntarily and capable of making the decision. At this moment, there, Washington and Vermont permit doctors to write lethal prescriptions for terminally ill patients, in addition to Oregon. So he said, you know, I think it's a controversial issue, but especially in this country, in it's legal in a number of countries. Jack Kevorkian certainly was famous for sort of saying that people should, as my letter writer said, that maybe should have an exit strategy if you want one. And there's a book called, what is it called? It's not called No Exit. No Exit is a Jean-Paul Sartre thing. I think it's called Exit Strategy or something of that sort. Maybe it's called Exit. It was a paperback about different ways to suicide that was very popular a couple of years ago.
I have to admit, for people that are terminally ill, this doesn't offend me all that much. You know, I mean...
It's just... you know, I think we're moving in that direction of, I mean, hospice is certainly a possibility. I think assisted suicide has been going on for a very long time. It's just that it's not legal,
right?
Which means that it's done under the table, which to me is more worrisome than not. But if you've ever watched somebody who's in final stages, it's a very difficult kind of thing.
Yeah.
On the other hand, and I think that the world is going to divide very quickly into people who are going to say, yeah, I want to opt out, and people who say, look, this is part of my experience. This is, you know, that I want to be aware of the entire thing. And I think the world will very quickly divide into those two camps. I just saw the Julianne Moore movie, Still Alice, which is about Alzheimer's. At one point she says, you know, I've counted on my brain my whole life, and now I feel it's being taken away. It's being eaten away. You know, it's disappearing on me. And I think that's a very frightening thing, in some ways as frightening, if not more so, than the fact that your pancreas isn't functioning or that your heart's not working.
For me, this is one of those things, too, where it's very personal, you know? I mean, some people are not going to like it, but then, I mean, who are you to decide that for someone else, too, at the same time, you know?
Well, that's it. I mean, but the problem is that in this particular case, you're going to involve somebody else. You're going to involve either a doctor. There's a scene in this movie, which, and I'm not giving away very much, where at one point she makes a video for herself that says, look, this is me talking to me. If you're watching this video, go up to your bureau and the one with the blue lampshade on it in the back, and she just saved pills. The problem about that approach is quite often by the time that you need it, you're not going to be able to do it. So it's a tricky issue. And again, I think it's less tricky in some ways for physical pain than it is for psychological pain. So, all right, on that cheery note, well, it's not uncheery. I mean, it's, you know, it's dealing with what we need to deal with as human beings in this life. And, you know, and that's part of what we do here is that, you know, we don't avoid issues. We talk about them and help people feel less alone about them and maybe find some solutions about them. All righty. 855-99 Dr. Joy, 855-99-37569. Okay, we've got DVDs coming out this week. Do we have anything that's really very good this week that's coming out? I'm just trying to see.
It's pretty slim pickings this time.
Yeah, right? It's not a whole lot of stuff. I'm trying to see if there's anything here that's even worth... there's one. There's a really good one. It's How to Train Your Dragon Part 2. Did you see that?
Yes, actually I did, yep.
I thought it was wonderful. I thought it was actually better than the first one. The sense of flight in that one, I just thought was wonderful. And this one is very... this one's got a surprise in it. I thought it was actually... I liked the first one a lot, but I thought this one was actually even better.
Yeah.
And this one is actually up for some awards this year. People are thinking about not only nominated in the animation category, but in the best film.
Really?
It's got some great voice.
That's impressive.
Which may be, maybe a little bit, maybe a little ambitious, but you don't need to have seen the first one because they'll sort of do it. It's got Gerard Butler in it. It's got, just trying to figure out all the talents in it. And the state of animation has just gotten so terrific. 5 years have passed since Hiccup and Toothless united the dragons and Vikings of Burke. Now they spend their time charting the island's unmapped territories. During one of their adventures, the pair discover a secret cave that houses hundreds of wild dragons and a mysterious dragon rider. I'm not going to tell you, because this gives away the plot, I'm not going to tell you. Who's Cate Blanchett? Then they find themselves at the center of a battle to protect Burke from a power-hungry warrior named Drago. It's got Craig Ferguson in it, Jonah Hill, Christopher Mintz-Plasse. This is really fun. Your kids will like it. You'll like it. It's got enough sort of in-jokes in it that you'll have a good time doing it. It really is worth it. I think it's going to be a big seller this week and probably going to be good for the Christmas holidays just because it's quite charming and quite adorable and there's not much else going on this week. I'm just trying to remember what Drive Hard was with John Cusack and Thomas...
I'm not sure what that
Thomas
one is
Jane.
Either.
I think it went directly to DVD. I don't think that one ever came out. Yeah, I don't know. I would love to have more movies for you that that were good. And poor Interstellar it was supposed to make $50 million and only made 47.5 or something. So it underperformed.
You know what though? I'm hearing everybody just gush about that film this week. So I think
it's a bit long, but it is worth seeing. The science leaves a little to be desired, to be quite honest. The wormholes I get. As I said, I saw it the same day I saw The Theory of Everything, which is the Stephen Hawking movie, which talks about the same science.
Yeah.
Except they do a slightly better job. Of the science, but the idea of singularity and where the black holes and the wormholes and can you sort of get to the point where light and time sort of cross? I mean, there's some really, I mean, I the thing about these kinds of movies is one hopes that this will inspire an entire generation of kids to be physicists. I think Star Trek convinced a whole generation of kids to be marine biologists.
Right.
So, there is something really inspiring about both. And Matthew McConaughey has never been better in a movie.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I guess.
Go ahead and ask.
I was going to say, did you hear that they basically came up with a real, what they figure is an image of a wormhole with the science in this movie, though? Wormhole, but black hole?
Well, yeah, I saw the movie, so...
Right, exactly.
Right, I'll tell you what, when we come back, we'll talk about... There's another scientific thing going on this week that is almost as far out as wormholes. All right, we'll talk about it when we return. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheen. Offer valid 11/2 to 11/11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS? Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We were talking about wormholes and singularity and all sorts of cool things like that. Did you know that they're trying to land a spacecraft on a comet that's going at 41,000 miles per hour? And apparently they're really going to try to do it. They've been trying to do this for a decade. The European Space Agency is attempting to land a scientific probe on the giant ball of ice and dust known as 67P Chernyumov-Gerasimenko. Easy for me to say.
some Russian
yeah,
names there.
Yeah, they'll find out Wednesday, which is tomorrow, whether their plan will work when the agency's Mission Control Center in Germany gives its unmanned Rosetta space probe the final go-ahead to drop a lander on the comet. I mean, doesn't that just make your heart
that
sing?
That is neat. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, human beings are going to do this. The event marks the climax of Rosetta's decade-long journey to study the icy celestial bodies that have long fascinated humanity. They hope that the data collected from Rosetta and its sidekick lander, Philae, will provide insights into the origins of comets and other objects. They announced that the systems aboard the Philae lander had failed to switch on. Oops. Properly, fearing a cosmic calamity, they try to reboot. When in doubt, just kick it. The lander successfully powered up, and preparations are now continuing. They're saying that this can demonstrate that anything can go wrong, right?
Yeah.
It cost $1.62 billion.
Wow. That's crazy.
20 years ago, they decided to do it. Then it was probably $4.38.
Yeah, right.
It was launched in 2004 after a year's delay. They had to swing around the Earth three times and once around Mars to gain enough speed to chase down the comet. It traveled 4 billion miles and pulled up alongside the comet in August. Now it's been flying in tandem between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter, 311 million miles from Earth. I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
The vast distance means the European Space Agency has to rely on NASA's deep space network of giant radio antenna to communicate. Tomorrow, it'll execute a series of complicated maneuvers to reach the optimum drop-off point about 3:30 in the morning Eastern. The lander will separate from the mother ship. If anything does go wrong, scientists will be powerless to do anything but what?
Right.
Oops. Since it takes more than 28 minutes for a command to reach Rosetta, the lander has been programmed to perform the touchdown autonomously. The landing site, dubbed Agalychia, after an island on the River Nile, was chosen because it's fairly free of boulders. Who knows? But even the smallest error could put them hundreds of miles off course during its seven-hour descent. And this is really science fiction.
It is. It's very cool. It's time for us as a human race to get back into this thing.
I agree.
It's been too long.
Space is not only, it's not really the final frontier, because I think the ocean is the final frontier, but there's something really exciting about it.
There is.
They'll fire two harpoons into the 2.5-mile-wide comet's icy surface to avoid bouncing off due to low gravity. They're trying to fly over a city and trying to hit a specific spot with a balloon. Good luck.
Yeah. Wow.
They said that Rosetta alone will be able to complete much of the mission that scientists hope will help them learn more about the origin of comets, stars, planets, and even life on Earth. I mean, I think it's just thrilling. But, listen, I grew up sort of wanting to be an astronaut and working on the program and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the number of U.S. Ebola patients returns to zero, so that's good.
Yeah.
So you've got that kind of thing. And you've got snow.
We do. We have a lot of it here in the upper Midwest.
Well, you don't have a lot.
That's
a lot would be like
for
two
this
feet.
Time of year. Yeah, true.
Yeah, it's a little early. A little early. All right, and I'm going to Denver for the weekend, which means I'm sure a blizzard. That's what always happens.
Right.
There we go. It turns out that, which is stranger, truth or fiction, and they're saying that Interstellar is a pretty accurate description of the black hole. They said it led to new scientific discovery.
Yeah, isn't that neat?
Yeah.
I mean, apparently the amount of data that went into creating that CGI was some insane amount, like hundreds of terabytes.
Well, Kip Thorne, who's an astrophysicist who retired from NASA's JPL lab at Caltech in 2009, they wanted to do the warp side of the universe. Curved space-time holes in the fabric of reality, how gravity bends light.
Yeah, heavy-duty
stuff. So they sent animators pages of equations to put into their rendering software. After hours of rendering the equations, the computers came back with an image of a black hole. Theoretically, they knew what a black hole might look like, but they could only guess, and this is a step beyond that.
Yeah, so when you're seeing the movie Interstellar,
as close as you're going to ever be able to get.
As close as you're going to see, probably, yeah.
For right now.
Isn't that neat, yeah.
Warping space around the black hole also warps the accretion disk. So rather than looking like Saturn's rings around a black sphere, the light creates this extraordinary halo. And they actually have a picture of it. This was as close to visualizing a black hole that science has ever come. science fiction always wants to dress things up like it's never happy with the ordinary universe. What we were getting out of the software was compelling straight off. You know, I would love to know what Stephen Hawking thinks about this.
Yeah, I would think he would be interviewed about it at some point, you know.
Well, although he's the competition for... But still,
true. I think he's probably
science is science.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you. I think the whole thing is thrilling, and the idea that as human beings we're sort of asking those questions again, as opposed to trying to blow each other up.
Yeah, long overdue.
I think it's great. I really lamented the end of I know it's expensive, but spending money on things that teach you something seems to me a good idea, as opposed to sort of building better weapons. Although, a large part of the space program that I worked on was classified, and part of it was weapons.
Right,
so
sure, a lot of those developments.
A lot of it's not quite as pure science as we'd like to think.
Sure.
All right, 855-99, Dr. Joy. It is Veterans Day 2014, and the oldest veteran that they know about, and they're not really sure because it turns out they didn't always register everybody, but the oldest veteran that they could find has a health care regimen that includes cigars and whiskey. But he's made it to 108. There's a picture of him. He doesn't look anything. He looks about 80.
Yeah, I saw that too. Isn't
yeah,
it?
He really, yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
He lives in Austin, Texas. He drives and walks without a cane. The walking without a cane is okay with me. The
driving
makes me a little nervous.
Wow, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't watch television. And he says he's basically
right
just stayed out of trouble. I drink a little in the evening with some soda water, and I take whiskey in my morning coffee.
I love this guy.
Yeah. He says, whiskey's a good medicine. It keeps your muscles tender. Okay, funny. So his science may leave a little to be desired, but you can't argue.
Well, what is it? Is it rum that has quinine in it? Tonic water for...
Tonic water is
got
quinine.
So if you had
gin and tonic.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you know tonic water has the same amount of sugar as a Coke?
Really? I did not know that.
You can buy diet tonic water, but tonic has the same amount of calories as Coke.
I did
not
know that.
Yeah, people think they're drinking such healthy stuff. Trust me, girls know stuff about calories.
Yeah, sure.
He served in the South. Let's see if I can get his name. Richard Overton. He served in the... I just lost him. They've got a picture of him with a cigar and looks like an AK-47. I'm not great about guns, but he's holding a gun, which is somewhat less than reassuring. He served in the South Pacific during the war, and he's been selling furniture in Austin after his discharge and worked in the state treasurer's office. We actually had a caller who used to call me, his name wasn't Donald. Was it Donald? Maybe it was Donald. He called me and invited me to his 99th birthday party.
Wow.
And but it was going to be the next day, so I couldn't go. But, and so he had a 100 birthday party. And he actually called until he was 106. And
he'd
been married four different times. And
unreal.
Yeah. I mean, it really makes you believe in longevity genes. And I mean, it was one of my favorite things about him was I said to him, what did he think the most important invention was in his lifetime? Because he'd lived 106 years. I didn't talk to him on his 106th year. I talked to him on his 105th. But I talked to him also on his every year from 99 on. And guess what he said? The most important invention in his lifetime, the thing that he thought changed the world the most.
I have no idea.
I would have said the car. What he said was the telephone, which is really interesting because telephone is computers, it's television, it's all sorts of things. Long-distance phone calls. So I thought it was an interesting man, but clearly had his wits about him. And hopefully you have your wits about you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. When I played the Beaver on TV, I often got into trouble without even meaning to. Well, years later, after I left Hollywood, I got into real trouble. My blood sugar was through the roof. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. And today, you can try this fast and easy solution without risk. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to leaveyourdiabetes.com for your free video. That's leaveyourdiabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to leaveyourdiabetes.com now.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Suzanne, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Suzanne.
It's the first time I'm calling, long-time listener. I have two things I'd like to talk to you about.
Okay.
My first is my boyfriend. Like, are we supposed to, we've been treating each other now for 3 years. And we're planning on getting married in this summer, 2015 summer.
Okay.
But what happened, he's been sick for for the past 2 or 3 months, he's been having some symptoms and like pain in the back and numbness in his legs and, you know, and he's not, can't ejaculate anymore. And like I look up and online because we were talking about cancer because his mom's got cancer, died of cancer. And like he's having a lot of signs that for prostate cancer. And I just don't know what to tell him.
Why don't we take him to a doctor? Why are we looking online for a diagnosis? Why don't we take him for
He went to a doctor. He's waiting on results right now, but I'm not sure if they test him for cancer. They just did blood tests and urine tests.
Well, I mean, first of all, if he has prostate cancer, that may show up, and there is a blood test for prostate cancer. But, I mean, back pain and numbness in the leg could be anything from sciatica to, as you point out, a space-occupying lesion to a cyst. It could be anything. What kind of doctor did he go see?
Just a regular physician.
Okay. How recently did he go?
About 2 weeks ago.
And they haven't gotten the results back yet?
They're supposed to have it by tomorrow.
Okay. And as Shane pointed out, you know, almost any muscular disease will have will show up as well. So, I mean, a blood test to check out for prostatic cancer is not an unreasonable thing to do. How old is your boyfriend?
He's 44.
Okay. Why did he wait so long to go to the doctor?
He doesn't like to go to doctor.
Well, nobody likes going to doctors, but you still, when you've got a problem, you go see what the problem is.
Yeah, he's just in denial. He just don't like doctor. And so I finally convinced him to go get some blood tests done. But I wasn't sure if, like, there's special blood tests for cancer or it'll show.
Well, there are blood tests for prostatic cancer. Presumably he did a prostate exam as well. Although you can have... I mean, those symptoms are just so generic. Did he do an MRI on him? You don't know.
No, you didn't tell him about the cancer or anything like that in his family history. He's having problem peeing as well. Like he can't hold his pee, and when he does pee, he can't empty his bladder and all that.
Yeah. Well, but in a 44-year-old man, I mean, one of the things that you would check out is his prostate. I mean, whether it's cancer or not, it could be certainly enlarged. So, I mean, you're going to get the test tomorrow, and either the tests are going to be positive or negative. If they're negative, nothing shows up, I might think about going to a neurologist or an oncologist. But certainly, when you go to a doctor, not telling the doctor your symptoms, and maybe what you could ask is, and first of all, most doctors have you fill out a form that you know, that says, here's your family history. Are your parents alive? Do they have heart disease? Do they have cancer? Do they have high blood pressure? Do they have diabetes? I mean, when you go to get a paper cut, you need to fill out all these forms. So I'm surprised
that the doctor didn't have him fill out anything. He just asked him his symptoms, and yeah, apparently he said to my boyfriend that he's probably suffering from stress because he's been on a lot of stress as well.
Well, it may be, and that's certainly one of the possibilities, but I think that what you do is you rule out everything else first. And it sounds like the doctor, I mean, he did give him blood, he did do some blood work on him, so I'm surprised it took 2 weeks to come back. But so wait till tomorrow and see what happens, and either there will be some more information or there won't. What's the second question?
The second question is about me, myself, that I'm going through a lot of depression right now because I had several car accidents and I had a recent one like 3 months ago, and it's just been so strainful on me, and I'm in a depression state right now that, you know, it's just killing me. It's just a lot of things on me, myself.
Well, Suzanne, have you been diagnosed as depressive in the past?
No, I have just been diagnosed with depression for the past 3 months. 3 months ago, since this last accident, I've had 6 car accidents. And
why so many car accidents? Were you driving?
Yeah, I was driving, yeah.
Do you have why so many, how many, you've had 6 accidents in what period of time?
Since 07.
Well, that's one a year, basically. I mean, were What's causing the accidents?
I don't know. Like, it's not my fault. None of these accidents are my fault. People just seems to hit me, you know, from the left, from the right, from the back, from the front. And, you know...
Are you wearing your seatbelt?
Yeah. This last one was I collided with a deer on the highway. So this one really threw me into a really bad state of depression.
Why do you think, why would a car accident throw you into, did you hit your head?
Yeah, I did fell. I tried to come out the vehicle and I fell in the middle of the road and I did hit, believe I hit my head. So I have a lot of memory loss. And
Suzanne, why, listen, I mean, your boyfriend has avoidance about doctors. It sounds like it's contagious. You do too. Why wouldn't you go and talk with somebody?
My doctor is, I've seen a psychiatrist and I've seen, supposed to be doing counseling very shortly.
Well, you may. I mean, did somebody, it sounds to me that somebody needs to take a look at your brain. I mean, literally, and make sure that there wasn't, because there's something called traumatic.
I'm surprised that my doctor hasn't done any.
Yeah, I think, listen, you need to get to a neurologist. You need to go and tell somebody that you've been in, you've had six car accidents in the last 7 years, that you hit a deer, that you passed out. They need to take a look at your brain. One of the possibilities is that you may have had some kind of trauma initially, and you may be having mini seizures or something. I mean, I don't know what you've got, but let's go. I mean, go to a specialist, go to a neurologist, explain your symptoms. Your boyfriend probably needs to go, depending on what the tests show, to either go to an oncologist or go to a neurologist. But, you know, then I think, look, I'm a great fan of family physicians. If I'd finished up medical school, that's what I would have done, even though obviously my expertise is in psychology. But if I were going to go all the way through medical school, I thought the most interesting part of medicine was family practice. But, I mean, if I were in family practice and somebody had been in a bunch of car accidents, I'd send them to a neurologist. If somebody had a family history of cancer and was having all sorts of neurological symptoms, I'd send them to a neurologist or at least an oncologist. Let me put you on hold and see if there are other questions. But I think both of you need to go and talk to a specialist about what's going on in your bodies, all right, in your lives. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.